Ruby.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you feeling?
Well, a little sore. I lifted something that I shouldn't have.
You didn't hurt yourself, I hope. Just got sore.
I got really, really sore. I was, I can't live over. I shouldn't lift probably anything over 15 pounds. And I was out, and I felt good and thought I could do it, and I can't. I mean, I just can't.
Understand.
So I'm just very, very sore. Oh, did your envelope come today?
I didn't get the mail today, so I'll check tomorrow.
Okay. So I guess I'm just trying to learn my limitations, or thinking I can do more than I can do, and I just can't. And I shouldn't.
Understand. We all have to learn that lesson. And most of us have to learn it more than once. So hopefully you won't need to learn it more than once.
Yeah. So we're the only two on
right now? I hope you have
right
a speedy
now?
Recovery. Yes, we are.
Well, me too.
But
it's
you're
just
being recorded.
So long.
You're being recorded.
Okay. Well, I'm going to mute my phone then and just wait for the others.
Okay.
Malcolm.
Good evening. Hope you're well.
How are you?
Doing well, thank you. We can start. We have, we're in section 13, Pasuk 92 of the Parasha of Noah from the Zohar. And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Shkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavate Yehuda Shlim Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kununei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kununeihu Amar Rabbi Chiya Chiyayo Noach Dachawa Tzadik Amai Lahawa Batel Motame Alma Ela Begin Diad La Salkat Suhama ma me alma Vio dinun lahawo Behemin beya Bekud shabarichu Bekal ho achidan Betarpe eilana Betatau mitla besham Beruach nisaava Rabbi Chiya asks, why, if Noah was a righteous man, did he not cancel death over the world, just as it was canceled at the time of the giving of the Torah? And he answers, because the pollution of the serpent had not yet been removed from the world, and because the people of the world had no faith in the Holy One, blessed be he. As a result, they clung to the leaves of the lower tree. The external forces uncovered themselves with the spirit of defilement. I believe something just came on, so we're talking about verse 92 in section 13 of Noah. And we just finished reading the verse in English, so I was about to ask if there are any questions or comments or thoughts on the verse. Malka, do you have any questions? You always have questions.
Okay, the lower branches was that they clung to Malkut instead of the climbing the spiritual ladder. Kind of what I get there. I assume that's what the lower fruit means. And they want to stay into the material world.
No.
Can you hear me? We have lots of static. I'm gonna call back. I'm going to call back because I'm getting a lot of static. Hello? Malka? Hello? Hello? Anybody there?
It's Ruby. I'm here.
Ruby's here. Okay. Ruby, are you? Hanok?
Yes, I'm here.
I've had a
and
lot
I can,
of static.
And I can hear everybody now.
Okay.
Is it better now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Randy, we're discussing verse 92.
Okay. Thank you.
Malka, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I
Malka,
can hear
us now?
Much better. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So did you have any questions on the verse?
Well,
on verse 92, you want me to read it again?
Yes, please, because it was kind of in and out. I'm sorry.
Okay, not a problem. So I'm going to read it again in English, verse 92.
All right.
Rabbi Chiya asks, why if Noah was a righteous man, did he not cancel death over the world, just as it was canceled at the time of the giving of the Torah? And he answers, because the pollution of the serpent had not yet been removed from the world, and because the people of the world had no faith in the Holy One, blessed be he. As a result, they clung to the leaves of the lower tree, which are the external forces, and covered themselves with the spirit of defilement.
Well, there was no righteous person left other than Noah.
And that generation did cling to the lower branches due to the fact they could manipulate the letters to benefit them for selfish reasons.
Well, this is talking about all of the people of the generation of the flood before the flood.
Okay.
Noah and his children were righteous, and they were busy building the ark. But he's saying, Rabbi Chaya is asking, if Noah is righteous, why couldn't he just stop the world? He could have told the angel of death to go away. Because if Noah is the 10th generation from Adam. So Noah is literally, this is when the world was supposed to be completed, in the 10th generation. So Noah could have been the Mashiach. And so the question is, why didn't the Mashiach, whose name is Noah, why didn't he remove death? Just like Moses removed death with the giving of the Torah. And Moses removed death, but it only lasted 39 days because of the building of the golden calf. So this is the question that's being asked. If the world was supposed to be completed in Noah's generation, then Noah, being the Mashiach, the righteous person, he should have been able to remove death. Rabbi Chaya is asking why he didn't do that. And the Zohar is answering. Yes, I'm hearing from both Ruby and from Brandy, so go ahead, Ruby.
Oh, I was saying, but did Noah actually step outside of the people outside of the ark?
The ark hadn't been completed yet. He was building it.
But even during the building process, did he?
This is during the building process. He wasn't in the ark.
Okay, but during the building process, did he make the light known and known to those people outside of his family?
Yes. He spent, everybody knew about Noah. All of the people of the generation, because they were all in the same general areas, they all, you know, they were trading among each other. They had communication. It wasn't fast. It was, you know, camel train, so to speak. But they all knew about Noah, this crazy man, building this big boat. And he was saying, I'm building this boat because there's going to be this horrendous flood. And some of the people would say, well, we're not going to worry about a flood because we can control the angels and we'll stop the flood. Now, the Zohar is coming along, Rabbi Chaya is coming along and saying, if Noah is righteous and he is the Messiah because he's the 10th generation, why doesn't he stop the angel of death and throw the angel of death out of the world? Because that's what happened in Moses' generation. Moses did it through the giving of the Torah. Noah did it through the building of the ark, by speaking to God and being told what to do. And the answer that's being given in this verse is really, I'm going to be talking about in greater detail tonight in the 7 o'clock class, as we talk about the Hilulah of Rachel Imenu, Rachel our mother, the wife, one of the wives of Jacob. But I don't want to give anything away right now about that. But essentially, what what the Zohar is saying, and I don't want to answer that until, Brandy, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to say, is it because there was no unity there? Is that why the Messiah didn't come, with Noah?
No, he's saying, the Zohar is saying here, because the pollution of the serpent, the negative, not removed from the world. Mankind has a job. In those first 10 generations, any person of that generation could have completed the work. Each and every one could have done the work. But they were not doing it. They were connecting to the negative system because they didn't trust Hashem. They didn't have faith in Hashem's words. They didn't have faith that Noah was a prophet. So when Noah said, there's going to be a flood and you better change your ways, they didn't hear him. Just as some people would say, the rabbis of our generation, the rabbis in Israel who are saying everybody needs to come to Israel. And people in America are not, you know, some are going, but most are not. You know, there's maybe 250,000 people making Aliyah a year from America, and there's 5 million Jews. So it's not like everybody's going. And the ones who know and hear that the rabbis are saying that are saying that, you know, the rabbis are wrong. And that's what the people did with Noah. God told Noah there's going to be a flood. Noah went around, you know, people heard about this big crazy man building this big boat, and he's saying the end of the world is coming. And nobody believed him. But the work of man has not changed. In Noah's generation, it was to cleanse the world, the physical world, of impurity. That's the meaning of this phrase, the leaves of the lower tree, which are the external forces. We have to cleanse the world. That's still true in this generation today. How do we cleanse the world? That's a long story, but essentially, we cleanse the world by doing mitzvot, or teshuvah is the second way, or the third way is with suffering. And that's been true since the first generation, since Adam. Adam suffered, so he cleansed some of the impurity he created with the eating of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. But then each generation has the task of removing impurity. And some people of each generation have done that, and they've completed their tikkun, which means they have removed the impurity that was assigned to them to remove. But that left other people who were not doing their work. So that impurity still remained, and those people were creating greater impurity. And this is the way the world has worked since the beginning of time. So is the verse clear?
So basically they didn't have enough merit.
Say it again.
I said they didn't have enough merit to bring in the Messiah, the Mashiach.
They weren't doing enough mitzvot. They didn't have the mitzvot from the Torah. But they had the mitzvot, the seven Noahide laws. you know, the seven Noahide laws: don't murder, don't eat live animals, don't, you know, have courts of law that are honest and treat everybody the same. Honor your father and your mother. All of those seven mitzvot. So they just weren't doing it. And we have the Midrashim that tell us that the people were not doing their work. They were doing sins. They were corrupting the earth. They were corrupting the animals. They were corrupting other people. And we have the story of Sodom and Gomorrah in Abraham's generation. And so they would murder people because they, you know, there was nobody around them because they didn't trust God. They didn't think that there was a God. They had God on a tree. God forbid. Just because the history is Is it clear? I'm going to go on to verse 93 because that will complete the section. Witu levata osu lemechete umechach betayete para. Kad bekad meta deoraita kadishadihi ilana dechaye akate la nachit la kucha brichu beara betu deihu amshich leya bealma levata diktiv yash min hayayin veishkar veitkal betoch achalo v'haitmar. Not only that, but when they left the ark, they continued to sin and follow the evil inclination as they had before. Also, the Holy Torah, which is the tree of life, had not yet been brought down to earth by the Holy One, blessed be He. In addition to all this, Noah himself brought death again upon the world, as it is written, and he drank of the wine and was drunk and was uncovered within his tent. And this has already been explained. Because Noah, being the Mashiach, came out of the ark. He was Adam all over again. And he could have changed. He could have sent the angel of death out of the world. But he got drunk. And he uncovered and he was became uncovered, which is a code word for what? He was naked, yes. But what else is it a code word for? It's a code word for death. Because what happens when you die, when someone dies, God forbid you die, when someone dies, your soul, your spiritual component, is being uncovered. Your soul leaves your body. Your body is a covering. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts?
When you lie down to sleep and you're in a sleep mode, you're actually, your soul leaves the body, kind of like death,
That's correct. That is correct. Your soul is uncovered. What happens when your soul is uncovered? It goes upstairs. It elevates to a higher level of consciousness because it's not affected by the body holding it back into the physical world. So it elevates level by level back into heaven. And it does that every night. And what happens at night, we've talked about it briefly in the Parashat Bereshit. What happens at night is the soul is judged. What did you do during the day? Did you bring more impurity, or did you take some of the impurity and remove it? Because everyone has that responsibility to remove the impurity. When we sin, we create more impurity. When we do mitzvot, we remove impurity. And we go back and forth. Some days we remove impurity. Other days we bring more of it into the world. Is it clear? Are there other questions? Okay. Tonight's class is a very special class, the ones at 7 o'clock. It's for the Hilula of Rachel Imenu. Rachel, our mother, is Rachel Imenu. Rachel is the wife of Jacob, and she is considered the mother of all Israel. She's considered the mother of all 12 tribes. And we're going to discuss who she is and why she died this day. We're going to delve into that in great detail. So I hope you'll join us. That's at 7 o'clock West Coast time. It's well worth staying up if you can. And if not, you should hear the recording tomorrow morning. Because it's really, I'm planning to give some very interesting descriptions of what it means to remove impurity.
Okay, I'll see you at the 7 o'clock class.